comes to meet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Nechagitel Bat Rachel Esther and Chanaliba Bas Nechagitel Rachel Bat Slacha B'chol Maaseh Yadayim. The Maral and the Teferis Yisrael and Perek Mem Aleph Divar Maschel Amam Yesh writes, Ha'umos Shem Nisharim Yosef B'mitzvah Zos Mimash Yisrael Zuiz B'mitzvah Zos Udover Amok. The fact that the Goyim are often more careful about Kibra V'Aim than Jews are is something that's very deep. Who Yadu, and this is known, Ki Esav HaYazariz B'mitzvah Zos Yosef Mikol Adam. Esav was more, had more alacrity in this mitzvah, had more zrizis in this mitzvah than anybody else. V'zeh Shamar HaKosu V'yavi Yitzchak Etz Esav Ki Tzayid B'fiv Shem Mechavet Etz Eviv B'tzeido. So the pasuk says that he was Mechavet his father with his Tzayid. That's why Yitzchak loved Esav so much. The Medrash explains, Amar B'Shimon Gamliel, all of my days, Kol Yimaisi Mishamish Es Avi, I would serve my father. Lo Shimashto Asach Mimea, Shishimish Esav HaRash Es Avi, not even 1/100th of what Esav served his father. Anik Shishimashti Es Avi, Aisi Mishamish B'God Miluchlochim, I served my father with dirty clothing. And then when I went outside, I went out with clean clothing. Esav was Mishamish his father with big day malchus. Says the Maral, God da, ki lo haya davar ze ma she mishamish es aviv b'mikra, ki ein dvarim keilu b'mikra, mikol shken she rosh gamor. This is very chash, very significant that Esav would serve his father and be so makbid on kibud aveim. Aval davar ze yadua kein lecha mitzvah shadin mechayev ota yoter min kibud aveim. There's no mitzvah that din is mechayev like kibud aveim. Shadin mechayev was something that logic, that strict law, dictates that somebody should be mechabit his parents. Parent brought him into the world. How can he not be mechabit his parents? Avada. Even din is dictating that one should be mechabit one's parents. So therefore, what was Esav's midah? Esav's midah was midas hadin, as was Yitzchak. So it makes sense that Esav should be mechabit his father. Esav was strict judgment. He was more prepared for this mitzvah. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Flamin Aleph, Amit Beis, Tana Rabbanam Chavdu Mechayev Mechavdu Bemosa, one has to be Mechavid his parents in their lifetime, in their death. Mechayev Ketzer, how in their lifetime? Gemara says, Hanishma B'divrayav, V'arviv L'makom, Layomar Shalchuni B'Shvil Atzmi, Maharuni B'Shvil Atzmi, Elakulu b'shvil Abba. Because whenever you do something for your father, don't say do it for me. You know, this is for my father. I'm doing this for my father. So hurry for my father, not for me. But most okay, it's that how after death, after if you say something in his name, you shouldn't say so. Kacham or Abba. Ela kacham or Abba. Mari hareni kaparas mishkava. So said my father, my master. I am a kapara, an atonement for his death. So this is difficult to understand. We find that Esav wasn't mechabit his father after he died. It says Vayomer Esav Belibo, Yikavu Eva Lavi, Vargos Yaakov Ochi. So where's the kibud aveim? Where is the kibud aveim Lachar Moso of Esav? Why doesn't Esav do kibud aveim after death? Esav didn't know the Gemara in Kiddushin. Pashut after death also, but after death he's not worried anymore. So I give you a Pashut Teretz. Esav said that what do I need the Bechor for? I'm going to die anyway. I mean, you're going to die anyway. You need the Bechor because once you die, it'll be good for you. You have a higher spiritual status. So Esav was a man of now. Esav just cared about this world. So Esav wasn't necessarily going to the next world. So maybe we also find that in the womb he made a deal with Yaakov. I get Olam Hazeh, you get Olam Haba. Esav didn't care about Olam Haba. Maybe he didn't believe in Olam Haba. So So Memela, what is he being mechaved Yitzchak for? Yitzchak doesn't know. He's mechaveding what he knew, but if he's dead, he's dead. And that's a possible suggestion. In the Hakdama to the Sefer Teferis Yisrael, Rabbi Hartman Shlita presents a mahalach to answer this question, why Esav wasn't makbid on Kibbut Av, Achar Moso, which we will present B'siyata D'Shmaya. The Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah Lamed Gimel, has a suffix about the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Eim. Is it a mitzvah Shinab L'Chaver, or mitzvah Shinab L'Makom? The Nafkamina is whether you have to ask Mechila. It says that Haver Shinab L'Chavero, Tshuvi Yom Kippur don't help, Achi Ratz is Chavero. And therefore, if a person was a Mechabit, his parents Karoi, does a child have to be a Merat to them, or no? If it's Benam L'Makom, then it's only between him and God. He doesn't have to be a Merat to them, and he blives with the suffix. So the Achronim already proved that the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim has both aspects, both Benan L'Chaver and Benan L'Makom. The Yerushalmi says that Ben Kibbut Av is Kapriyas Chov. It's like paying off a debt. So that's Benan L'Chaver. Avada, like Tosa says in Ksubas, you have to pay what you borrowed. On the other hand, this mitzvah appears in the Luach HaRishon, in the first of the Aseres HaDibros. We know the first five is Benam L'Chavero. Benam L'Makom, second five is Benam L'Chavero. So you see it's in the first five. So it's Benam L'Makom Dik. So if it has both, Benam L'Chavero, Benam L'Makom, so Mitzad Isfar, we can say that B'chai Aviv, it's Benam L'Chavero, Benam L'Makom. But L'Achar Moso, there's no Benam L'Chavero. He's not here anymore. Where do you see Benam L'Chavero that's no L'Achar Mos Chavero? So it has to be that the mitzvah of Kibbut Av L'Achar Moso is because of the Benam L'Makom. Obazoi, B'chai Av, you have two elements of Kibbut Av, Benam L'Chavero and L'Makom. L'Achar Moso, just Benam L'Makom. And this svara adds to the Noda Behuda, and then Eben Ezer Madura Tinyana Simen Memhei, who paskins the Begrushim Aviv Mitzava Lo Davar, Veimo Mitzava Lo Davar, Habrei Briyada Ben Lishmo B'Mishi Yirtze. Somebody has divorced parents, and both parents command him to do something. He can choose to listen to whoever he wants. Aval Balmani Mavi Tziva Lo Lasa Seis the Davar Achar Moso Veimo Amana Mitzava Lo Lehefach Yaniach Kibur Avi Yaniach. Because Iker Kavod is Mechaim. So if a woman's an almana and she has a child, and she wants the child to learn in Panovich, and his late father wanted him to learn in the Mir, so where should he learn? Like his mother or like his father? Says in Odu, like his mother. Because the Iker is Kavod Mechaim. But he doesn't say why Iker is Kavod Mechaim, but maybe it's because of what we're saying. Here there's a double. There's a double inyan. There is Benam L'Chavero and Benam L'Makom, whereas L'Achar Moso just Benam L'Makom. So maybe that's why Esav wasn't Noeg. Ki Esav. Esav wanted to do the mitzvah mitzad din. Mitzad. He owes his parents. It's a logical mitzvah. But then on the makom, we see Esav wasn't so makbid on the makom. You know, raping girls, doing avodah zarah. Esav wasn't so makbid on the makom. So maybe L'Achar Moso, he didn't care. So based on this, we can explain, says Rav Hartman, the Lashon of the Gemara, Amid Aleph, Amid Beis. First it says, Tanu Rabbanu Mechavdu B'chai Mechavdu Moso, to Mechavdu your parents both in life and in death, B'chai V'Ketzad, HaNishma B'Dvar Aviv L'Makom, Lo Yomer Shalchuni B'Shvil Atzmi, Unu B'Shvil Atzmi, Patruni B'Shvil Atzmi, L'Kulu B'Shvil Avos, everything is for Father, not for me. Then it says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ezu Mor, Ezu Kibud, Kibud Machom, Mashka Malbish Machnis, Malbish U'Mechasa Machnis U'Motzi. What's Kibud? Give him to eat, give him to drink. Clothe him, cover him, bring him in, take him out. So we have two lists of Kibbut Av. Don't say, Shalchuni b'shvil atzmi, send me for myself. It's all for my father. And number two is give him to eat, drink, etc. So why do we have On the same Amo, two different lists of Kibbutz. The Ein Yaakov and the Ein Yaakov is omitted on this kash, and he writes, "Mechab to chayv ketzad afa gav darmina lekamani to kibud machil mashke hasa mekovet shalse lifneav mashenkein hacha mekovet shalob afan of dubim mechab dubim moso." So this is an inyan of when you say, "Do it for my father," it's not in front of him, and the later list of giving him to eat and drink, etc., is in front of him. So what's the chilik between lefanav and shalob afanav? So afanav is shaykh to the gedder of mitzvah shenam lachavero, and also benam lamakom. But shalob afanav, if the father doesn't know, that's only the gedder of mitzvah shenam lamakom. So since originally it says mechabdo b'chayv, mechabdo lachar moso, so we start with type of kibbutz that's even lachar moso, that's even when he's not around. And then Vaiter in the Gemara, we do a kibbutz that's even when he's around, even b'chayv, even when he knows about it. So now we're going to explain how the mitzvah of kibbutz ava'im is shaykh to the gedder of mitzvah b'nadun l'makom. In the Tiferes Yisrael, at the beginning of Perek Mem Aleph, he writes, "Hadibur HaKadosh HaChamishi Kabed Esavicha V'Simecha." Adkan. So says the Maharal that the first luach is benam lamakom, second luach is benam lachavera. This is shaykh to benam lamakom because Hashem says that if you're mechabed your parents, it's like I lived amongst you and you're mechabed me. And if you're mitzari your parents, Hashem says it's a good thing I didn't live amongst you. If I would have, you would have been mitzari me. So perish davar zezok the Maharal v'smaitis b'shvil kihu yitbarach ilal le'adam shu'alu. God is the source. God is the cause, and man is the effect. V'nikra gam kein ala avos shem ila. The avos also have a name of cause. They have a title of they're the causers. U'mishtatfin Hashem Yisbarach b'toldos ha'adam. They join with God in creating man. Shehu Yisbarach ve'av ila la'adam asher u'alo. So God and the Father are the source of the child. L'chach kol ha'shutfin nikraim bo b'shem ila. So all the shutfim are called ila, all the partners in creation. And therefore, if Yosef said, when his mother was coming, I'm going to stand up in front of the Shekhinah. And this is said in the first five divras, because this is Shaykh Tashem, because we're all in the world of the Ila, of the source. So, if you're Mechabed, your parents who are your source. It's like you're Mechabed, God is your source. So, Bepashtus, what he means is that since the parents, person's parents are the partners of Hashem, the covet of Hashem is mechayiv that you be mechabed his partners as well. Rambam reishol chasavod is kochavim kumo shemelch rotzil lechavod omdim lefanav zeo kvod shel melech. Honoring then is honoring him. But then again, if we're dealing with shutfus, then you should be mechabed any parent, not only your own parents. You should be achiv to mechabed any parents, because every parent is a shutfus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you see in the Gemara that it's a din in your father. So, the shaykh is between honoring one's parents and this mitzvah being a bin adam lamakom is not just because the parents are partners in creation. The depth of the matter is that the path, the way of the parents, via the parents, man reaches God. The bridge that connects man and God are his parents. That's the gateway. Kli Yakar Shmos Chaf Yud Beis Mitzvah Nogaz Gam B'Kabra Makom Baruch Hu Fisha Shalei Sheshutfim Badem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aviv V'Imo Vim Tchabed Av V'Aim Bavur Shemehem Notzer Chomer V'Aguf HaKala V'Hevla Kav V'Chomer V'Menosh Kav V'Chom Shchab Yisavichas V'Shamayim V'Shen Asan Lecha Neshama Chelek HaMa'ula Kaim L'Netzach. So it's Kabra Makom. If you're Mechabed your parents because they gave you your Chomer, certainly should Mechabed God who gave you your eternal life, your Neshama. So it's not just a kal v'chomer of pchisas aguf. If your parents gave you your guf, certainly your neshama God gave you, you should be mechabed him. But rather, via the guf, you're mechabed your parents who gave you the guf. Then that's your way. Via that, you're going to be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave you your neshama, he gave you the yikr. So this is like the gateway towards honoring Hashem. A makor for this is in Shemos Rabbah. B'shal shenigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Moshe. Tiron hayah Moshe l'nevuah. When God revealed himself to Moshe at the sneh, at the burning bush, Moshe was a beginner at Nevuah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imligla ani alav b'kol gadol ani b'vasof. I reveal himself to him and a kol gadol, I'm going to scare him. Masa nigla b'kol shalavi. What did he do? He was megal himself to Moshe in the voice of his father. Amar Moshe hineini. Moshe said, I'm here, Ma'abim Vakish, what do you want, Dad? I'm not your father, I'm the God of your father. I came with you in a sweet way so that you shouldn't be afraid. So in Pashtus, why did he use the call of Amram? Because that's what Moshe recognized. You shouldn't jump, but you shouldn't be afraid. But Moshe was already 80 years old, he already left his house 12 years ago. From when he was 12 years old, Nishmos Rabbi Hey Aleph. Or at least in Shmos Rabba Aleph Lamed Beis, it was before he was 20. So he could have used the voice of Yisro, another chashuv person. He didn't have to use his father. But hey, me advarim that we're saying, God is telling this Moiridik. This is Kabbalik. That Hashem was saying, you know, I'm revealing myself to you in Amram's voice, because the way to get to me is through your father. Mechabed your father, you're mechabed me. This Yisod is Mefurish in the Gur Aryeh in Bereishis Perek Mem Vav Os Aleph. It says there, Vayisa Yisrael b'chol asher lo ve'yavo be'erashava v'yizbach zvalim le'elokei aviv Yitzchak. So he traveled, he went to Be'er Sheva, and he was makriv karbanos to the God of his father Yitzchak. Rashi there explains le'elokei aviv Yitzchak chayiv adam mechvod aviv yosem mechvod zekeno lefikach tala b'Yitzchak v'lo b'Avraham. Person's chayiv to mechabit his father more than his grandfather, and therefore it's told it be Elokei Yitzchak and not Elokei Avraham. So in the Gur Aryeh he says, because Kikan Ushu Karban Vayodim Skarban Vskashibo Yizbarach, there's a Karban. And it says Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, Pachad Yitzchak. So you got to go with the father. So the Maral is saying that this is a Geder and Akrevus Karbanos. When it's Geder and Akrevus Karbanos, you have to be Makdim the father. But how do you learn Hanaga Klalas of being Mechabi the father? Chayiv Adam Mechvod Aviv Yosem Mechvod Zikno, like Rashi says. What's the kesher between the Karban and the Avodah Klalas of being Mechabi your father? This is talking dafka about Karbanos. The answer is, they're one and the same. Karbanos are a bridge to Hashem. And Kibud Avim is a bridge to Hashem. And on this, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal added that in Bereishis Rabbah, Yitzchak says to Avram, "Abba, b'chorni v'choshani Hashem dizdazei agufu mipachta shel sakin v'atzaercha, Hashem tipasel ashchita v'lasa alecha chakorban, ela kafteini yofi yofi." I'm afraid that my body is going to shake from the fear of the knife, and I'm going to give you tzar, and also maybe the shchita is going to become pasel. In the Yotzros, in the second day of Rosh Hashanah, before Kedusha, it says the Samach LeKedusha. It says that the Chashash of Atzerechos Shlo Yivat Mitzvus Kabed LeChalula. That I'm not going to be mechabed you properly. So Yitzchak, when he was on the Mizbech, was choshish for two things. Number one, he wasn't going to be mechabed his father properly. He wasn't going to be mechabed Mitzvus Kibud Avim. And number two, it's going to be a psul in the Shchita. It's not going to be a proper carbon. So based on what we said, it's Gevaldik. They're one and the same. Carbon is the Gesher to Hashem. Karban is Russian Keruv, Kirva, means you close to Hashem, and Kibud Avim as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Vav, Alacha Yed Aleph, so that's why we have them in the same context, because they're one and the same. Beautiful. So the Rambam writes, "Afilu hayaviv Rasha ba'alaveres mechabdo misyari mimenu." Even if father was a Rasha, one has to fear him. The Torah writes that you're not chayv and covered aviv a Rasha. Only when he's alive. So the Torah brings the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says that if somebody's father leaves them a paragzula, they have to return it because of kavod aviyim. Frek the Gemara, if the father's not around anymore. He's not osim ma'isamcha, he's a ganav. In other words, you're not chayv b'chvodo. And says the Gemara, k'shasa tshuva. Alma calls man, shalasa tshuva in chayv b'chvodo. If he didn't do tshuva, you're not chayv to be mechabed him. So you see from the Gemara, says the Torah, that you're not chayv to be mechabed your father, who's a Rasha. The Rambam says, you are chayv to be mechabed your father. So how is the Rambam going to work? So to be meyashiv, this kasha, the Lecha Mishnah writes, and b'zeh aloshen, yesh lo tar tzilachar misa shayni, mashe rabbeinu d'b'chayv mechabed of mishlo asa tshuva, avalasim nachar misa chayv mechvodo, kem d'lo asa tshuva. The chilek of the Lecha Mishnah is between whether he did tshuva and didn't do that, but lechayv alachar moisa. If it's b'chayv, that's what the Rambam was talking about, to mechabed him. Lachar moisa, you don't have to be mechabed him. Sasam alecha mishnah below pirei. She didn't explain what's the difference between av rasha shechayevim bechvod bechayev and not lachar moso. But based on what we said, it's beautiful because the mechayev of kibud av lachar moso is out kibud mitzvah aim only in the gather of ben adam lamakom. But bechayev is also ben adam lachavero. And we explain that the ben adam lamakom in mitzvah kibud av is because the father is a bridge upon which you trod in order to return to Hashem. And therefore, as long as the father is alive, even if he's a Rasha, there's a Mechayiv Mitzad Ben Adam Lachavero. And he has to be Poreachov, Klape Av Rashi, brought you into the world. But Lachar Moso, which is what the Gemara is talking about, there, it's only Alts Ben Adam Lamakom. And Ben Adam Lamakom, he's a Gesher to Hashem. But if he's in Avrash, he's no Gesher Tashem. And therefore there's no Chiv to be Mechabidim. When you shove him Divrei Alecha Mishnah, Gevaldik. We find Avram Avinu is called Av Hamon Goyim. Why is he the Av? Because he's the Gesher, to bring everybody to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Tafkid of the Av. We find that a Rebbe is called a father, called Malamed is Ben Chaver Torah Kili Yoldo. K'shem Shatamidim Kriyim Banim Kacha Rav Kori Av Lashon Rashi in Dvar. What's Pshat? The Rebbe is called a father. Same thing. His job is to bring them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a big Tafkid for all the fathers out there, to be that Gesher Kesher between your children and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of the partnership. So we should all be zocha to be equal to the task. Lomod olam ed lishma v'las l'kaimus kol divrei samu terasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, 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 sh